Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
The Grand Concourse is a broad, busy thoroughfare running north from Manhattan into the Bronx, and it turns 100 this month. But instead of 100 candles, the concourse has 100 stories about its most loved trees. Each story is inspired by a particular tree and told by some of the Bronx finest, from architects and historians to DJs and beekeepers. It's called the Tree Museum, and Living on Earth's Ike Sriskandaraja went to check it out.
On a rainy afternoon, I'm in Joyce Kilmer Park, standing on an island of green in the heart of the Bronx. To my right, the new and old Yankee stadiums loom over a strip of Popeyes and Burger Kings. In the corner of the park, closest to the stadiums, stands a cherry tree, with a green disc pasted to the ground in front of it.
Here's tree number 21.
Wow. See, I would have walked right over that. In fact, I did walk right over that.
Yeah, so they're kind of... it was tricky. Trying to put something out on the streets of New York is really not an easy task.
That's Katie Holton. She put the neon green disc on the sidewalk and 99 others just like it in front of other trees in the Bronx.
So this is one of the sidewalk markers, and it's a 7-inch diameter disc that's glued. It's basically glued to the sidewalk, and it's right in front of... this cherry tree that's overlooking the old Yankee Stadium. You know, I knew immediately, okay, this has to be a Yankee story right here, because you've got this amazing view, and even the sounds when there are games on, you can see the fans inside in the stadium and you can hear the roars of the crowd. So the marker has the name of the tree, Kwanzaa and Cherry, and so you can dial the number 718-408-2501. You hear,
"Welcome to the Tree Museum."
You know, the basic introduction.
"I'm an artist and was commissioned to make a public art project that celebrates the centennial of the Grand Concourse."
And then if you press the extension number, where this one tree is £21, then you hear that story. And this tree happens to be Bernie Williams, who's, I don't know if you know Bernie.
"Hi, everyone. This is Bernie Williams. If you look to the west, just a couple of blocks away, you'll see the site of the old Yankee Stadium, where I had the honor and privilege of playing for 16 years, as well as the new stadium, where new memories are being created every day."
There are stories like this at every one of the stops. The Tree Museum is a dynamic delivery of an old story, the history of the borough as told by the people who lived it. The only physical footprint here are the markers that measure the length of the Grand Concourse, a broad boulevard that runs through the Bronx.
You can see how wide it is. It's unlike, you know, most of the other streets. It was kind of based on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, so it's got this grandeur.
Katie's right, though the noise and fumes of passing buses undercut some of that grandeur. The Grand Concourse was built at the turn of the century at the peak of the City Beautiful campaign, a progressive movement that created handsome spaces in urban settings. It wasn't beauty for beauty's sake. The idea was that ornate parks and promenades could make every city dweller feel like royalty. The Grand Concourse was the gilded pathway for Manhattanites to convalesce from the grittiness of city life. And it did make people feel better.
This was one of the special things about the Bronx, was that it was a green place. It was really, you know, a getaway from the city. Manhattan was crowded, polluted, filthy. So people would get sick and they'd leave to come up here to get the fresh air. So it's really ironic, but they came here to get away from it all and recover.
Standing at 165th Street, it's impossible to imagine, but 100 years ago, the Bronx was all pasture.
The project really came alive once I went into the archives and I saw the photographs, and I got goosebumps because it looked like the fields around my mum's house in Ireland, green, trees in the distance, but basically the area was all farmland. And that's why it got its name. Jonas Bronx was a farmer.
And Katie wanted to remind people that despite the trash facilities and despite the gangs and arson that have plagued the Bronx, the borough has clung to some of its roots, as I learned when I dialed tree number 2.
"Hey, if you look southbound, right across the street, you'll see our South Bronx Urban Farm. That's right, an urban farm in the Bronx.
how cool is that? We are bringing farmland back to our borough.
So over 2 years, Katie had hundreds of Bronxites call in by telephone. And through those stories, she turned the 4.5 miles of the Grand Concourse in a trip through time. If you start at tree number 1 at 138th Street, you'll hear that Jonas Bronx quietness.
Deegan Rock Park. Quiet pines. Quieter at the off-ramp.
Bronx contemporary life, like the Puerto Rican drummers at tree number 27. At tree 50, an early hip-hop DJ.
Speaking of the Bronx, back in the gang days, we did a lot of running up and down this area. Right here on the Cross Bronx Expressway, I spent a lot of time in traffic, so it's only fitting that my tree would be dedicated on this spot right here as we speak.
A 95-year-old woman remembers when the concourse was young.
As a little girl in the 1920s, my father took me to the Grand Concourse to visit a tree that had been planted in honor of his brother Jack, who died in World War I, and thought it was a great way to honor his service and his life.
When the concourse opened up in 1909, the trees which lined it were stars. Now they are largely hidden in plain sight. But the Tree Museum and its stories lift these giants from the urban jungle. And the diversity of stories matches the diversity of nature.
Norway maple, red maple, northern red oak, pin oak, valianthus, green ash, shrub apple, Chinese elm, hawthorn, little leaf linden, flora, and zelvoka.
For Living on Earth, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja in the Bronx, New York.
Just ahead, looking to the heavens for inspiration, how the race to the moon revolutionized the life of a young Native American. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.